is Talk Is Cheap on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at kepw.org. All right, today I have an old interview I did with Melanie Winter of the Friends of the LA River, because the LA, Los Angeles is now redoing their master plan for the LA River, and there's been some success. Melanie Winter was one of the people that got success done at the LA River. Taylor Yard, where the LA River started or was discovered, they turned that into a park. So there's been success, and now they're going to do that with the rest of the river. So let me get, I'll get more into that. Some brief commentary here. The news media, especially NPR, is on and on about Russia. So I'm sure we're going to have a campaign in the Ukraine. And it's not, Russia is not the enemy. It's the corporations that are the enemy. You know, China, too, is, again, corporations, outsourcing of jobs. And with Russia, it's the military-industrial complex trying to sell weapons with their proxy wars. And Myanmar, Burma, you know, Burma was on my radar long ago because of sweatshop labor. And, you know, the British East India Company invaded Burma long ago, and it's gone downhill since then. So no one mentions that. It's all taken out of context in the media. So, again, it's extractive, extraction economy in Burma is the problem. Not Aung San Suu Kyi or the, well, and the military is, of course, how they facilitate that. All right, and one other observation is I keep talking to conservatives. They're all worried that, oh, all this government spending, you know, it's going to go to our grandkids. And it's true. I've noticed there is prices have gone up. You know, your money is true. It is worthless. But it's because of what they're spending the money on. Now, think about this. Supply-siders say that, okay, the tax cuts will pay for themselves because there will be more money in the economy. Well, what's the difference? This has already been proven to work with Keynesian economics. When you put money in the economy during a downturn, it ends up coming back to you in jobs. And this is what happened with the New Deal. It paid for itself, whereas a war economy doesn't pay for itself. And the money just goes, basically, that's how the rich loot the treasury, is the money ends up in the hands of a few small people. So, yeah, that's my commentary for this week. My observation of listening to the news all week, that we need Keynesian economics, is not socialism. Keynesian economics has proven to work, and it pays for itself in the jobs that it creates in distributing the wealth, especially with zero interest rates right now. All right, so coming up, Melanie Winter, I'm going to give you a little lesson in permaculture and why we need to do this stuff with things like the LA River, the LA drainage ditch. And then Melanie Winter of formerly Friends of the LA River, now the LA River Project. And then I've got some rare tracks for you, including an LA band you may have heard of, Rage Against the Machine, with Snoop Dogg, and some other rare tracks, and a little bit more on the LA River. Coming up here on Talk Is Cheap on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at kepw.org.
Marsha!
Did I do that?
No, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. All right, so... in L.A., you know, it's a... the L.A. River used to be an arroyo, which is, as you know, the Rio Grande is known as an arroyo. It's like 4 inches deep and a mile wide. And yes, it's true that there were flash floods, you know, just like there are still flash floods out in the desert of California, 29 Palms, Mojave Desert. So they did need to do something with the LA River. So, but in, what they did was developers turned it into a giant drainage ditch, and the water just heads straight out to the ocean. So, and of course, it's a great place for Harry Dean Stanton and Arnold Schwarzenegger to film their drive over and in. So, there's a concept in sustainability and permaculture. It's running water needs to stand still, and still water needs to soak in. So you want to slow down water and let it soak back into the aquifer. So this is what Taylor Yard was, one of the few places on the LA River where there was still a sandy river bottom, because they couldn't, it was too sandy for them to concrete it in. So now what they've done is they've converted this back into an estuary. Not an estuary. I keep making that mistake. And you'll hear me make that mistake in the interview. But it's similar to an estuary that you have a lot of plant life there because of the... And so what has happened, this is from the Wikipedia on Taylor Yard. So what has happened now, and you're going to hear her talking, Melanie Winter talking in the year 2000 or around the year 2000 about this before it was done. The park is inhabited by a thriving population of coyote, gray fox, raccoon, striped skunk. This is all in the center of Los Angeles. And what they wanted to do was turn it into a trucking distribution center, which is would have been a disaster. Think about this. You want trucks to go into the center of Los Angeles and then distribute everything out from there rather than have them on the outskirts of town and then, you know, ship it in small trucks into the city. So it would have been a complete disaster. So instead now we have desert cottontail, brush rabbit, California ground squirrel, also a bunch of reptiles, king snake, rattlesnake, gopher snake, they introduced the bullfrog, and then a bunch of bird species, and it's become a fisherman's hotspot, apparently, in the center of Los Angeles, where it used to be a brownfield. This has been all converted into a paradise, and you'll hear that people needed a place. You know, this helps homeless people. They're going to do things now for the homeless along the LA River, but also people of color who lived around these brownfield sites now have a place to take their kids, and you conservative middle class people too. It would be a place for you. It increases property values. All right, so let me get back to now. You may think so. In you know, the Bible talks about that we have dominion over the plants and animals. So when there's a book Francis Moore LePay wrote in Food First, I believe it's in there, about Bangladesh, that the river in Bangladesh just goes straight into the ocean, and because of absentee land ownership, no one can divert the water or dam it or anything. So this is where man and woman have a role, a stewardship of the earth, that we can enhance the earth and bring in a bunch of species. And, you know, you can argue that maybe in Bangladesh we would destroy the habitat of one or two species by enhancing this area for thousands of other species. And again, the LA River too, you know, there might have been some creature that lived there that now has been destroyed, but look at all the creatures and all the use and all the things that can go on there from the stewardship of man. So again, running water, you want it to stand still, and you want this water to soak in. There was an experiment done by the Army Corps of Engineers. They dug these giant trenches and in the desert, and what happens is the seasonal rain comes in, and it lays in the bottom of these trenches, and then it creates a kind of a lens of water under there, as well as there's a huge aquifer under the Mojave Desert, one of the largest in the world. So, but this, it creates an area of water where the water can stay, and the plant life starts coming back, and trees start growing, and then shade starts happening, all because you've let this water soak in to the area. So that's the concept that they're doing with the LA River now. Instead of a drainage ditch, they will have parks along the river, and the water will seep into the ground and increase the aquifer. And this also, you know, of course we have to stop using fossil fuels and stop global warming. But this is a way of hope, a little bit of hope, that you can, even with global warming, you can still have a Mediterranean-style environment in the LA area, and not completely a complete environmental disaster if we get more plant life growing in these areas. You know, that, and I just wanted to, as an aside too, that's just what Terrence McKenna believed, the mushroom guru, that we're actually here for the plants, and that mushrooms, because they can, the mushroom spores can survive space, it's how plants bring us along to help them throughout the universe. And they use mushrooms, among other things, mushroom spores, is how they transmit that information from planet to planet in the universe. So that's something I believe myself, that again, we're here, it's all a symbiotic relationship. So yeah, let me get to Melanie Winters, and then I've got some other funky stuff for you. But yeah, there is hope out there, and again, this is what Talk Is Cheap is about, is people doing something positive for the environment and for humanity. All right, so here's Melanie Winter from Friends of the Earth back in Los Angeles in 2000.
All right, I'm sitting here inside the LA River Garden Park Center, right? Is that what this is?
The River Center, yeah.
And I'm sitting with, what's your name?
Melanie Winter.
Melanie Winter, and we're in this room with a bunch of kids that are, what are these kids doing?
They are doing some murals on butcher paper. They are drawing what they want the park to look like at Taylor Yard. They're writing what they want the park to have. They're writing notes about how they want the park to, what facilities they want the park to have. They're writing pictures about how they want the park to look. They're telling people why they need the park. They're making wonderful banner murals here.
And designers are going to try to use some of these concepts.
As you can see here, we have a bunch of other concepts that some other school kids have done. They've been telling us what they're looking for, what kind of playing fields they want. We know what the community is lacking, and we've been actually looking at this for more than a decade. And in the concept design that we have here today, we've got almost everything that the kids have been talking about addressed in that park here.
For lack of any better way to put this, this will give kids something to do and possibly keep them out of trouble and give them a more enlightened life, or...
Well, actually, I think if you want to put that you should talk to Abraham and Raul about. This is Abraham and Raul run the Anahuac Soccer Club, and their mission in life is to give kids some place to play and recreation, social recreation, as well as active recreation, so that they develop healthy social interaction and physically as well. And they speak to it much more eloquently than I do, so I would hate for you to quote me stumbling on it. This is what they do. The kids in this neighborhood really have nowhere to go, so they make it their business to look for a field that might be open, you know, for a couple of hours, and they'll make sure that they get transportation over there and they can access that for a few hours, and they make short practice games so that everybody can get a chance to play, and then they'll move them over here and they'll make sure they have balls and shoes and uniforms, and they provide them with everything they need, and they run around snatching up whatever open space there is to give them a place to play, and the means and the structure with which to do that. And it's really amazing what they're able to achieve with the lack in this community. So
yet another reason to preserve as many open spaces as we can and to restore the LA River area.
Well, this is really just about the center of the Los Angeles River. It's just about in the middle. This is a very historical spot. I mean, this is where the first, gosh, this is where Los Angeles was founded, essentially, when the exploratory party came up looking for a place to settle. They came right through this spot and looked around. They wrote for about hundreds of pages in their diaries talking about what a perfect place this was. Taylor Yard is right about where they spent the first night. And that night was the last night of a particular feast that was going on. And it was of Our Lady of Porciúncula de Los Angeles, and that's why they decided to name the spot Los Angeles in honor of that feast day. So this is the very spot, really, where the first night was spent, where Los Angeles was named, you know, as anything other than a Tongva Gabrielino village, which is what it was before. But this is where they decided to come back and develop a pueblo and farm and build a community.
But it doesn't fall under a historic district. The river part, they can't get that in.
Well, the reason...
You could argue that it's a historic area.
Well, it is. I mean, the reason that they commented on why it was such a perfect place for a settlement was based entirely on the river and what the river provided in terms of making it a rich agricultural land. Without the river there, this would not have been an ideal place for a settlement. The river is the reason we are where we are with Los Angeles. They would not have chosen this as the spot to settle in if not for the river. The river is what they mentioned most frequently in those journal entries about that day.
Well, it says in there that it was a river valley.
Yes.
Beautiful river valley.
Lush river valley.
It's a confluence of the Arroyo Conseco.
The Arroyo Seco is just downstream, and the Los Angeles River come right there. They basically came right down through that pass and looked out and said, hey, this is home. And that's right there is where they spent
time. Okay, and so I wrote down some questions. What about the city council and the $45 million that was voted? That's part of Governor Gray Davis's plan. And who in the city council is against this? And is the mayor pro-development?
Sure. The governor and the entire state legislature voted to support $45 million, and they allocated, in fact, $45 million in the state budget to create a state park at Taylor Yard. Then
specifically here?
Yes, specifically here.
Not just more greenways, but this particular one.
No, there's monies for parks and green space up and down the river, but... There's lots of monies for parks and green space up and down the river, but there's $45 million for a state park on the river at Taylor Yard, partly because of the historical elements that we have here. This is where LA was founded, so that's part of why it's there, and also because this community needs it desperately. So the state is supportive of creating a large state park here. The city, and when I say the city, I mean the council district here, the first district councilman here, as well as the mayor's office of economic development and their Genesis LA project, have other ideas in mind. They see the way to revitalize a community is with industrial warehouses, because that would bring the kind of jobs that people want. What it really brings is low-wage jobs, and not very many of them.
Right, and it's a bad environment impact on the environment.
The impact on the environment is the worst part about it. Well, it's bad when you sell a project based on jobs when the project really doesn't provide jobs, and what jobs they do provide are very low paying. But it's even worse when you look at what kind of environmental damage this is going to do. The diesel fumes associated with this particular project are really bad. We've got two elementary schools within a quarter mile of this site. When you start taking that radius out to half mile and a mile, you've got a number of elementary, middle, and high schools right adjacent to this site. This is a valley. The diesel particulates don't move out of this valley. They stay right here. There is no way to mitigate for the level of pollution that this project is going to bring. You can theoretically mitigate. You can say, well, I will pay somebody who's built a clean project in, you know, the South Bay or something, or in the valley somewhere, North San Fernando Valley somewhere, or, you know, 50 miles away, somewhere in the county. I will pay them because they're doing it good, so I'll buy their credits up because they get credits for doing something clean. So theoretically, you know, it's legal for me to mitigate, quote unquote.
Right, they're transferring credits.
Right, but unfortunately, the kind of credits that they're planning to transfer to produce this quote unquote mitigation, or we call it paper mitigation, there's really no mitigation there. The kind of credits they're planning to trade with, are not appropriate for their development, and the kind of credits that they're planning to trade for are not available and are too expensive and are not meant for it. That those credits are for power plants. So they've got two things that are not feasible in the least. They're saying you're going to provide mitigation, which don't provide mitigation, not even theoretical paper mitigation. And there is no way they can mitigate the actual air quality impacts to this community. And what this community needs are a place for the kids to play. What this community needs is a healthy quality of life for this community. This is a dense community. There's nothing wrong with having a dense, heavily populated community. We're going to, you know, this is what's going to happen throughout a lot of Los Angeles, but you have to provide open space. I mean, Manhattan, you've got a lot of people in a small place, but you have Central Park. That makes all the difference in the world.
Well, but instead, if Taylor Yard goes through, now there's a bunch of houses around here and a bunch of people living around here, and they're going to be next to basically a construction yard or a warehouse yard, and in the past has created a slum,
yes.
Basically.
Well, you've got a very, very poor quality of life.
And the property values go down.
They will continue to go down, as opposed to what will happen if you've got the state park here and you've got community resources. And you also have, as you notice if you look at the plan, the one thing that some people in the community have been looking at this other development and saying, well, we might want it okay because they're providing a movie theater for us, and we'd kind of like to have something good here anyway. We'd like something fun. But you see, with the plan that we've got here, we've considered that. We can have a state park, and there still is the space right over there to provide for the retail, the restaurants, the entertainment that we know well because we've been working with the community on this for more than a decade. These are the things the community would like to see. They want a balance, and you've got the Legacy Project here and Nelson Nameplate. You have job-producing development on the north end.
So you're giving the industry a place to go.
Half the yard has gone towards development already, job-producing, revenue-creating development. We're asking for what the community's asked for all along, which is a balanced use at Taylor Yard. They have been asking for active recreation space and green space all along. They also want retail and some kind of cultural entertainment. This plan provides for all of that. And it also provides for a healthy community. It provides for a revitalized community. It gives kids a place to grow up.
In the estuaries, this is what Balboa Park is still an estuary. There's an estuary here, and there's one in Long Beach.
This is not really an estuary, no. An estuary means that you've got some coastal interface. So, no, we don't have coastal interface. We do have a soft bottom river here, though.
Estuaries, so
this is soft bottom. It's not an estuary.
Place for birds to land,
oh my gosh, yes, this is tremendous habitat for birds.
It is now, and it would be
the soft bottom riverbed is, and it would be even more so if we restore this habitat on the 62 acres. What we're looking to do is provide extra habitat for the birds and the other riverine creatures. Hang on a second. Is he okay? Yes, he's okay. Right. Make sure. Hang on one sec. Put it on pause.
Oh, I can stop it
yes,
for a second.
Put it on pause. They were presented because fundamental to it was a recommendation that there be an authority, an open space authority, a park authority, that would manage the planning and maintenance of these parks. And the city council, the Chamber of Commerce, who commissioned this study, were the power elite. And they realized that they would be usurped, and so they basically said, "This is great! Thank you! Really nice!" And they didn't publish it. Only a few copies existed. I think 15 copies survived the decade. And recently, if anybody's interested in seeing how LA has traditionally made stupid mistakes in terms of regional planning and open space, and what we could have had, it's been published in the last year. It's called Eden by Design. And a professor at Caltech put it in context, reprinted the original, and did a historical front forward and afterward to it. So it's fascinating. So, this bridge right here, because it goes straight across, it doesn't curve, and because it's at the level of that, it doesn't allow for the big trucks that occasionally need to come down. Now, usually we could have maintenance along here, you know, vegetation and stuff like that, and work crews come out. Little things can be done with little trucks, but if ever one of these panels were to get cracked or something major was to happen there and they had to, like, get the big machines in, they feel that although there's an access at that end on Laurel, and there's an access on that end, on the south side, that it, they might still need to be here and then get to there for some reason. They want to be able to have clear access, even though there's an access point there and an access point here on the other side. They still, it's bureaucracy. So, right now, the plans that we worked on for this half-mile stretch are held up at the county because the city is bickering with the city who did this, is bickering with the county because the county wants to go ahead and do it. The county wants to make them change it. The city doesn't want them to, so everything's held up. For those neighbors who were asking, when are we going to get started on this? We're supposed to get started on this in the spring, but the plans are still being reviewed and the fights are still being made at county. One of the features of a Class 1 commuter bikeway. What's happening there is most of, well, almost all of the rainwater in Laurel are moving from just a flat bottom into a...
Okay. Well, there are arroyos, barrancas, washes, rivers, and streams. Am I missing anything? Creeks. And it's a name. It had to do with, I think it was whether it was large or small. And, you know, the river was the biggest where all the tributaries came to, so that became the river. The tributaries like Arroyo Seco, that's the dry creek. Tujunga Wash, this was a much broader, and I don't know if this is a scientific answer or not, but Tujunga Wash, as it came out of Tujunga, you guys ever been up to Big Tujunga? As it came out of there, I have some great aerial photographs from the early part of the century after a storm. It didn't just go like this. The extreme example would be Grand Canyon. It would go like this. It was bringing down a lot of sediment and rocks, and it had carpet. It was a new way for water to come out in geologic time. So it hadn't carved itself a path yet, so it, I guess, washed a lot of stuff in its way. Maybe that's why it's called a wash. It wasn't set.
In June, we're actually going to be touring the natural part of the Tujunga Wash above the Hanson Dam. So remember this spot when you come in June and see the natural spot.
It's quite different. It's very beautiful up there. So this is where the two meet. An amazing place to stand if you like that sort of thing in a good rainstorm is on the Colfax Bridge, because you can watch the two come together if you've got a heavy rain happening. It used to be a friend of mine's entertainment on this day. So this is where the two of them meet. That's why you've got some of the low flow happening here.
All right, we've been listening to Melanie Winter on the LA River, and that was a little tour that she gave. Now the Los Angeles is redoing the master plan to include a bunch of green spaces along the LA River to improve LA. All right, so here's an LA band for you, and then a little bit more. I'll have a little bit more on the on now what they're going to do with the LA River and how they're going to what they're going to do with the LA River, the great stuff that they're going to do with the LA River instead of leaving it as a giant drainage ditch that for Arnold Schwarzenegger and Harry Dean Stanton to drive over.
Come on, just bounce to this. Everybody, come on, just bounce to this.
Ain't no funk as funky as dumping stuff. Bounce to the ounce while I'm ditching you clucks. Bump, 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 bump while you're bumping your sounds. It's the zoo in the pound, we don't F around. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. And get down, stomping grounds is the LBC. I slid about the game and MC's got whacked, but now I'm back.
Oh, shit.
So go get your strap, watch your head. I break bread with jeans, Muslims, hard heads and dreads. Bounce, rock, rock, roller skating on them 20-inch tires with them platinum Daytons. I'm not that BG popping all that junk about I touch you up. He sound like a punk. I've been there and done that. No inspiration, all day demonstration, pure conversation.
Ain't no funk that's funk.
In the studio, word is bone. Been working on your new album for 2 years strong. You still can't come up with the right song. You know what they say, study long, study wrong. All aboard the train, so come along, cause we keep the glue stuck against the bone. It's alright, ain't no room for wrong. Doggy land is the motherland. Make yourself at home, I got money loans by the barrels. I even got a few fans that's crazy like De Niro. I'm international, money maker, player, hater, shaker, for the sake of spending dollars. And I always holler at a player, though, cause players know the real from the fake. And you can put that on your toast, your coast, and your state. I give you people what you like, what I look like in jail and can't get on the mic. On wax and CDs, BGs and originals. Here come the mission, making bottles ride the pine for the rest of the season. Dog be DPG and little homie. Look, I represent the LBC man, Windows 10. Fool, I'm the president. I hit you with a tune every blue moon. So pile it on your plate so you can stuff it in your face. Fool, say your grace before you touch your plate. It tastes like it's laced, but it ain't. This one puff, uncut, no doubt. And everybody know I got an ounce in the hell.
No fun.
KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at kepw.org. Please support independent media. The show's Talk is Cheap, where I try to bring you people that are doing stuff that positive in a permaculture way. So this is from the LA River Master Plan, 4 minutes on how to use the LA River Master Plan. It goes over some of the things they're trying to do and gives you a little background on what they're doing now. And you can comment. This is the future now, as they get the community involved in development instead of just coming in with a bulldozer and doing whatever the heck the developers want. And they try to take into account homeless people and people of color and poor people and, you know, and the environment. So wacky, zany stuff. Who would have thought that they would do something like that would happen? And then I got some rare music for you. And in the future, I have some great interviews coming up. 80 Grit is coming up next at 5. Don't forget to check out our newscast. So here you go, the LA Master Plan in 4 minutes.
This is the LA River, an iconic river that directs stormwater away from the urban areas it passes through, saving people, property, and wildlife from flooding within LA County. It touches all kinds of communities. In fact, 1 million people live within a mile of the river, and 25% of California's population lives within a one-hour drive. So imagining a future LA River that works for everyone is very important. This is where the 2020 Master Plan document comes in. It's an update to the 1996 plan and a new way to use and maintain public spaces within and along the LA River. This document plans for a river that has social and ecological functions while maintaining its critical flood management functions. Inside it, you'll find four main parts: introduction, context, the future of the LA River, where strategies and opportunities are located, and implementation. So, where did this plan come from? The 2020 Master Plan is community and data-based. A team of urban planners and designers looked at the history and current conditions of the LA River, and residents shared their concerns and desires during a 2-year community engagement process. Together, this data and your community voices have shaped the 9 key goals that drive the master plan. These goals look at flood risk reduction, parks, ecosystems, access, arts and culture, housing affordability and homelessness, engagement and education, water supply, and water quality. Each goal serves as a guide for the county and its partners, and the data shows where community needs are the greatest. So, what's inside the plan and how does it work? Well, the master plan includes maps of sites where things like parks, habitat areas, pavilions, and water storage facilities can be built along the river to address community needs. You'll find more information about these projects in 2 appendix documents to the master plan: the design guidelines and the technical volume. The plan also creates a kit of parts for these new projects to use. It's like a menu of design ideas that changes based on community needs and project type. For example, if an area needs more access and trail improvements, there are strategies in the kit, such as access gateways and bridges, for how to include those. And if an area needs plant and wildlife biodiversity, there are strategies to answer that as well. Finally, the master plan presents common elements that all future projects along the river will need to incorporate. Things like benches, water fountains, bike racks, and restrooms will be located all along the river, making sure that people can move safely and freely to, from, and throughout the river corridor. So, how does the plan get put into action? Well, the last section is all about implementation. This includes community involvement, coordination with nonprofits, government collaboration, and operations and maintenance. It includes jobs creation, support for people experiencing homelessness, and funding ideas to make the plan happen. The iconic LA River flows through a 51-mile connected public open space that is seamlessly woven together with neighboring communities. It is an integral part of daily life in LA County, a place to enjoy the outdoors and to get across town, a place to appreciate the serene and to bring all people together, a place to celebrate a thriving urban habitat and understand infrastructure, a place to learn from the past and to shape the future. The LA River Master Plan connects people, water, and the environment wherever the river flows. So your involvement is critical. Get in touch and let your voice be heard. Sign up at LARiverMasterPlan.org to stay in the loop. The LA River Master Plan. Your river reimagined.
Thank you. Thank you.
LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Community Radio. The show's Talk is Cheap. So we've been listening to Melanie Winter on the LA River. The LA River is redoing their master plan. So, you know, the LA River has gone from an arroyo that they used to film movies at to a drainage ditch that they used to film movies at to now a green space that maybe they'll film movies at. It's evolution, baby.
We'll be right back. Honey, I am so bored. It's Sunday afternoon. Nothing's open. What can we do?
I don't know. What should we do?
Well, I've been listening to the radio lately, and I found a new homegrown community radio station.
Really?
Yeah, KEPW, LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon.
Cool. Well, what do they got?
Oh, they got all kinds of news and music, and they have a new show called Mama's Just Saying.
Sounds great. I like what Mama says.
It's coming on at 3 o'clock. Should we listen?
Absolutely.
I'm down.
Me too. Let's do it.
You're listening to KEPW LP 97.3 FM from Eugene and streaming online at www.kepw.org.
Concerned about our unhoused? Not sure what to do about it?
KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at www.kepw.org.
Hello, you're listening to 97.3 FM, KEPW.org. We don't know.
You did a great job.
Everybody, I want you to know about somebody playing with Legos.
Everybody wear your masks.
Everybody wear your masks indoors.
Everybody stay strong.
Everybody stay strong. Stay strong.
I love you. I love you.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. You're listening on the radio today. I really like you.
Is that fun when you get to be on the radio?
Yeah.